They gathered in the crops from the outlying fields, so that this time the Meccans would find no fodder. And then the entire community set to work digging a huge trench around the northern part of the oasis. This was nothing short of astonishing, even shocking, to Arab sensibilities. No self-respecting Jahili warrior would dream of putting a barrier between himself and the enemy. He would consider it degrading to shovel earth like a slave. But Muhammad worked alongside his companions, laughing, joking, and singing with his men. Morale was high. When the Quraysh arrived with their army, they stared blankly at the trench. The earth from the ditch had been used to build a high escarpment, which effectively shielded the Medinis in their camp and gave them a superior vantage point from which to hurl missiles. The Quraysh were bewildered. They had never seen anything so unsporting in their lives. Their cavalry, which was their pride and joy, was useless. From time to time, one of their horsemen would try to lead a dashing charge towards the enemy lines, only to screech absurdly to a halt when he arrived at the dugout. The siege lasted only a month, but it seemed endless. Feeding and supplying the allies of Medina, as well as their own people, put a great strain on the city's resources. Ibn Ubay and his party accused Muhammad of bringing ruin upon them, and the Jewish tribe of Quraiza openly supported the Quraysh. The Jews of Khaybar had contributed a large squadron to the Meccan army, which included many of the exiled tribe of Nadir. Before the arrival of the Meccan army, Huyai ibn Aktab, chief of Nadir, had tried to persuade Quraiza either to attack the Muslims from the rear or to smuggle 2,000 Nadiris into the oasis to slaughter the women and children in the fortresses. Initially, Quraiza were hesitant, but when they saw the vast Meccan army filling the plain in front of the city as far as the eye could see, their chief agreed to help the Confederacy and provide the Quraysh with weapons and supplies. When Muhammad heard of this treachery, he was visibly distressed. He sent Sa'd ibn Mu'ad, who had been Quraiza's chief Arab ally before the Hijra, to negotiate, but to no avail. At one point, the Quraiza actually started to attack the fortresses on the southeast of the settlement, but the effort petered out. For about 3 weeks, it was quite unclear which way they would go. Throughout the Battle of the Trench, as the siege became known, the Muslims were terrified. Faced with the prospect of extermination, some came close to despair. "Your eyes swerved and your hearts reached your throats," the Quran recalled, "while you thought strange thoughts about God." Here it was that the believers were tried and shaken most mightily.